In this episode of the Group Quest Daily News, we talk about a streamer accident, an award winner, and quite a bit more fallout of the Activision Xbox deal. You know me, I am Joe, and we start today with basically the QA team of Raven Software asking Activision to recognize the Game Workers Alliance Union. This comes to us from Wowhead.com. Now, there are 34 quality assurance workers from Raven Software, and they have asked Activision Blizzard to formally recognize them of the Game Workers Alliance Union. The Communication Workers of Alliance said, in a quote, "Raven QA workers are taking an important next step toward improving their working conditions by joining together in a union, and we are excited to be supporting their efforts. We ask that Activision Blizzard management respect Raven QA workers by voluntarily recognizing the CWA's representation without hesitation. A collective bargaining agreement will give Raven QA employees a voice at work, improving the games they produce and making the company stronger. Voluntary recognition is the rational way forward." So Activision via Bloomberg replied in a way, "While we believe that a direct relationship between the company and its team members delivers the strongest workforce opportunities, we deeply respect the rights of all employees under the law to make their own decisions about whether or not to join a union." So, what could this mean for a better ABK? We don't know. But we will talk about this, as I stutter a little bit, tomorrow on the Group Quest podcast. Well, we might. That's a lot of news to go over, including something that comes to us from Eurogamer.net, as Bobby Kotick frustrates the Activision Blizzard employees in an internal meeting. Now, this meeting was supposed to take 30 minutes. However, this fireside chat video conference only took 16 minutes. And Bobby Kotick did not take any questions from the employees. In a quote, Bobby Kotick said, "I can tell you that my commitment to the company is to remain in my role. Once the deal closes, what I've committed to Microsoft is I will stay as long as necessary to ensure that we have a great integration and a great transition." Now, in a reply, an anonymous employee talked to the Washington Post, and basically, there was no real confidence coming from that employee, and probably more employees, than what Bobby Kotick has basically said, because Kotick did not take any questions. And this is post the deal that was announced 2 days ago, if I got my days straight, between Xbox, or Microsoft Xbox, and Activision Blizzard. So we'll see what happens there. Now, going a little bit closer into Blizzard, this coming to us from Eurogamer.net, as was the last story, Mike Ybarra wants to rebuild trust. Ybarra wrote in his first public message of the year, "2021 was challenging for all of us. As individuals, we care about treating everyone around us with respect and dignity. As professionals, we care deeply about our crafts. We want to work with the most supportive and safe environment possible. Our top priority now into the future is the work we are doing to rebuild your trust in Blizzard." And he wrote further on, "We have some exciting things to announce, and I'll be sharing more next week." And we will definitely be talking about that next week. Or we might be talking about tomorrow on twitch.tv/DawnForge. Going on with more Eurogamer.net, XBOSS wants to revive some dormant Activision franchises. Now, Phil Spencer said he has been keen to revive some Activision franchises that Activision has recently ignored. And he was looking at the IP list and he just said, let's go. King's Quest, Guitar Hero, and Hexen. I think that's how it's pronounced. H-E-X-E-N. So, Skylanders, Spyro, True Crime, Blur, Singularity, Geometry Wars. A lot. There's a lot of stuff within the Activision universe. There's some things within the Blizzard universe. So, what can we actually see? I bet there would be Xbox exclusives. I have no doubt. But into some different gaming news. Skyrim, this coming to us from DualShockers.com, I should say. So Skyrim player collects hundreds of books to create a pool of knowledge. And the picture that we see is that he put these books, it looks like on a rooftop, okay, within Skyrim. Hundreds and hundreds of books. It's really, really interesting to look at. It was basically like a pool, and he just filled it with books. You can find this in the pictures and stuff at DualShockers.com. Now, I don't know about you. I am an hourly worker. I don't really care for CEOs and COOs. You win an award. Hey, good for you. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and Randy Pitchford won an award for Best CEO. This was at the Tech Titans 2021 Corporate Innovation Award, and he is a part of the Tech Titans of North Texas technology outfit. So, congrats to him. I hope he enjoys it. And by the way, he should celebrate his employees, just saying. Because they got him there. Now, knowing that Netflix rates have risen and will rise, and they took a stock hit today, .esports.com says that Netflix will have the absolute Netflix claims it will have the absolute best gaming service. Claims. Now, the quote comes from CEO Reed Hastings. We're definitely crawl, walk, run, and like, let's nail the thing and not just be in it for the sake of being in it for a press release. Well, this is part of his press release. But we've got to please our members by having the absolute best in the category. In 2022, we'll expand our portfolio games across both casual and core gaming genres as we continue to program a breadth of game types to learn what our members enjoy the most. We shall see. Now, will they be just for Netflix gamers, or could we find them on Steam? We'll find out, and we will find out when those games release. Now, on to some other things. Starting out with an article from Engadget. Intel is spending $20 billion to build a massive chip-making facility in Ohio. Yes, Ohio is the state for which I live, so yes, this did catch my interest. But think about this. $20 billion. This is going to be on a 1,000-acre land in New Albany, Ohio, which is basically on the northeast corner of Columbus. Okay, it's east of 270, but right there in the northeast corner, this will house 3,000 people. So the initial plans will have two buildings, semiconductor fabrication plants on the property. Okay, and this was really the push because Biden and really a lot of America, we're just sick of just buying chips from China. Okay, and it's really nothing against the Chinese. It's just that we want to be able to do things in-house. And we want to be able to make things in-house. So yes, it's going to be a decrease to the Chinese government, but this is going to be a boon for the state economy. And I tell you what, Governor DeWine really should be thanking Intel for this. So we'll see what happens. It's going to take a little bit. They at Intel is thinking that The plant will be operational by 2025. We'll see what happens. And lastly, to end on maybe a high note, this comes to us from DualShockers.com again. And a streamer by the name of Evan Gao, while trying to get rid of a lot of spam on his Twitch account, ended up getting rid of all of his subscribers. So, it's on a subreddit called Livestream Fail, and they posted a clip using that incident. And Evan was trying to get rid of some fake followers on his Twitch account, but he forgot to add the filters to select the bots. So because he did that, he accidentally removed all of his followers. Whoops. You can find the article up on DualShockers.com. That should really either get your head shaken, because it is sad. But as a Twitch streamer, you know, I still got a smile about it. I don't know about you. Let me know at Joe Brums, okay? The podcast is tomorrow for the weekly show up on twitch.tv/DawnForge, which you can find all the shows at DawnForge.com, within the DawnForge network, that is. You can find the show at GroupQuest.com, TheGroupQuest.com, I should say. And you can find GroupQuest on Twitter at GroupQuest. You can find me at Joe Brums. Let me know about today's articles and what you think of those. And you can find, well, Audible. If you go to thegroupquest.com, click on the Audible link, do that. And there's always our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest, which there, if you become a Patreon, you can get the direct links to all of the Group Quest Daily News show notes. That is it. Go check out stackup.org. We'll see you tomorrow for the weekly show. It's going to be an Activision Blizzard show, guys. We'll see you there. Bye for now.